Blog Talk Radio.
He promised me he will deliver.
Hey, hey. Happy Wednesday. And also happy Hearts and Flowers Day. So you know what today is? So God bless you. I know that God loves me, and I love God, and I love everyone. So happy Hearts and Flowers Day. Amen. Amen. Today's topic, what's more fitting is loved. Coming from 1 John 4:16, it reads, we have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us. God loves. And the one who abides in love abides in God. And God abides in him. Amen. Amen. Do you believe in the love God has for you? Do you trust his love? That it isn't like human love, which is unreliable and may wound you, but is unconditional, and he always works for your good. The reason Jesus left his heavenly home took the form of a bond servant, lived an impoverished and sacrificial earthly life, and then die one of the most excruciating deaths in history, was to have a relationship with you. That's how much he cares about you, desires to reveal himself to you, and longs to live with you forever. You may doubt that today because you know your faults, failures, or failings, and every reason why others shouldn't care for you. The pain of rejection can go so deep that accepting God's unconditional love may be a challenge. But that doesn't change the fact that Jesus loves you deeply, eternally, and without fail. You absolutely cannot stop him from loving you. So stop telling yourself he doesn't. Embrace his love and love him in return. Those are words of encouragement for February 14th, 2024. God bless you. Jesus, sometimes we just don't feel like we deserve you. You have made us acceptable. Help us know the fullness of your love. I pray for this and all things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Have a wonderful day. Look, smile, be happy. Tell someone about the love of God. Amen. Amen. I have another word of encouragement on Friday. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Amen. Amen.